fog of tongues. Once upon a time, words were beasts. They stalked the things they named until they became those things. Fog stumbled behind. We lived and died in the direction of words, a religion of everything unsaid, not an image named, only sun and shadow, that violent blur between moon waxing gibbous, moon waning crescent. Growing up, I flung myself toward the words that fell slurring from my father's mouth, fished them from the darkest slits of our second-hand couch like lost coins. I flung myself toward and around and onto and inside. His words were beasts, claws and teeth, dripping fur, scared and shaking, so desperate to cling to some freedom of expression, suitable to name his misery, an ancestral strain mapped out in his blood, or something like the thing without the word for the thing. Maybe a single moment that had never been lit at the edges by his past, curled up by that violence of words, is what he craved, is what he tried to carve out of me. Not the familiar strangeness of memory, not the mud it's made from, not a mother murdered or deranged uncle to blame, not always his absent father, not so often in jail, not the streaked glass where the brick propped open the window before it attempted to name all things. One brick, the moment of its fall amidst over everything after that can ever be said. Red broom, the blood, the uncle towed into the carpet like a bored boy before he said the words, "Your mother is going to be fine." Before he hauled her dying where pines hem the river, always mid-sentence, just off Highway 107. If my father could wage such a war with words, if he could stalk them, circle them, move toward and around and onto and inside, if he could lose, I can whisper whatever prayer this is. I can reshape words like a beast sighing, name nothing, a blood-stained brick falling from dead hands. I can leap toward and around and onto and inside.